Thank you, Sister Barbara, for rendering that item unto the Lord as we give him the glory and the praise. Bless the Lord. At this point, we are going to look on the word of the Lord. And we trust that you have your Bibles, and all of us will look on the scriptures together as we give him the praise and the glory that is due unto him. The passage that was read for our lesson is Matthew chapter 1, from verse 20 to verse 25. And there is a particular verse there that I am going to look on today as we consider the word of the Lord, and that is verse Matthew chapter 1, that is verse 23. Verse 23, that's where our thought is going to come from. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That's where our thought is going to be centered as we concentrate on him for a little while here. In this, the last Sunday morning message for the year 2023, as we look to him and as we go over his word and see what he has said to us over many years and continue to say to us, and how this has affected our lives personally, as we give him the praise and the glory that is due unto him. There are, as you see for yourself here in the passage that was read by Sister Henry, there are two names given in the passage as Joseph received this dream from the Lord. There are two names given in regards to this child that was about to be born. One is verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. That's the first name which the angel told Joseph that Jesus is going to have. He is not only a son, but he shall save his people from their sin. Therefore, his name is called Jesus. Then in 23, his name shall be called Emmanuel. The second name given to him, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which is by interpretation God with us. And it does make sense here, because it's only God has the power to forgive sins. So when his name is called Emmanuel, which by interpretation, God with us, it really makes sense, because Jesus himself declared, as you can remember, the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin. So his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which is by interpretation God with us. And that's the beauty of the incarnation. incarnation. That's the beauty of why we celebrate Christmas. Because the great creator, as you've heard in the song, the great creator has now becomes our savior. And I want to dive a little bit more in this, because it is so precious that we look on this in greater details. The word tells us, if we read St. John chapter 1, verse 10, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Can you imagine? He came home. He came home. The world, he was in the world. The world was made by him. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. He came home. And yet, the world did not know him. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. He was in the world, declare the writer to St. John. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own receive him not. He came home. He came home. Into his own home he came, and nobody knew him. I wonder how many times Jesus appeared to us in different ways, and we don't know him. How many times has he solved a problem for us, and we did not recognize that it was Jesus? How many times has he healed us, and we fail to acknowledge that it was him? He came home, and we don't recognize him. So we need to ask ourselves, is there any form of manifestation to indicate to us that it was really God with us, or that it is really God that is with us? Is there any indication from the scripture that tells us that God is with us, in the sense of him being called Emmanuel, God with us? Where are the pointers? Where are the indicators that we can use to identify him, to say, yes, God is with us? And the scripture is going to help us here to understand this. The scripture is going to help us to understand this, because St. John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and guess what? The Word was God. St. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Word was God. So the first indicator, is to be found here. The Word was God. Then John went on to say to us in verse 14, and the Word, that Word which was God, became flesh. The Word was made flesh. The Word turned into flesh and dwell among us. This is the first indicator that Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us, that we have seen from the scripture. The Word which was God took on flesh like you and I. And the Bible tells us that that flesh, that Word, dwells among us. Emmanuel, God with us, the Word which was flesh, which the Word became flesh and dwell among us. That is the indication of Emmanuel living with us. And we, and John went on to say in that same verse, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. And that only John in his writing there, that knowledge that the Word which was God became flesh and dwelt among us. But Thomas, one of the disciples after Jesus rose from the dead, he heard that Jesus was risen from the dead, and he declared, unless I am able to see him, put my finger in the nail print, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And the following Sunday, Jesus appeared to him, and Jesus showed him the nail prints in his hands, and showed him the spear print in his side. And Jesus invited him to put his finger in there and thrust his hand in his side. And Thomas, without putting his finger in the nail print or thrusting his hand in his side, buckle before Jesus and declare, my Lord and my God. The revelation of the person of Emmanuel, God with us, birthed in his spirit right there. And Thomas was able to identify him correctly by saying, you are not only my Lord, but you are my God. Hallelujah. The manifestation of Emmanuel, God with us. And the third indicator here, the point that Emmanuel, which means God with us indicate that he was living among us. Second Peter chapter 1, 16 to 18 tells us something. So very, very important to us. Because it's Emmanuel, we need to realize how important it is that the angel told Joseph that his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. So Peter declares to us here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. And I want you to listen to what he said here in verse 16. For we have not followed cunning devices. Cunning device fables. When we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter is saying to us here, look here, this is not fable. This is not hearsay. This is not your imagination gone wild. This is reality. Emmanuel, Jesus mean Savior. Emmanuel mean God with us. In truth and in fact, Peter is saying to us, I have proof that indeed and in truth, God has been and God is with us. Even this morning as we minister. He said, look, I am eyewitness. We are eyewitnesses to the fact that God is with us. We are eyewitnesses to that fact. We can declare this on the housetop. We can declare this everywhere because we have seen with our eyes. And we can demonstrate this to the world that in truth and in fact, God has come into our world to be with humanity. And there the information to which he spoke is from Matthew chapter 17, 1 to 8, where he was describing Jesus took both Peter, James, and John up onto the Mount of Transfiguration, as he declared. And Peter said, I saw the manifestation of the glory of his majesty. I saw him in his heavenly garb. I saw him in the splendor of his glory. I saw him in real time demonstrating his position in the Godhead. I saw him with my own two eyes. Peter is declaring to the church. And therefore, this is not hearsay he's describing. I have seen him for myself. God with us. And I believe that there is not another group who are more grateful for this fact that Emmanuel, God with us, has come into our world than the Gentiles. And why did I say it? The Gentiles have more reason to rejoice. I think we should read it. Look with me on Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 13. Paul, writing to the Ephesian church, the church at Ephesus, and he said, from verse 11, wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called circumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Listen to the details and the section that really matters now to us as we labor under the topic, Emmanuel, God with us. Here is where it becomes meaningful. Here is where it matters to know whether or not it was proven that indeed God was with us. And what Peter said, what John said, what Thomas said, the proof that Emmanuel, God with us, has come into our world. The real truth and meaning of that is spelled out here as the apostle writes to the church at Ephesus. So in verse 12, listen to what it says. That at that time ye were without Christ. Think about that for a minute. Being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in this world. I'll stop there for a second. Emmanuel. Here is a group of people, the Gentiles, and I believe all of us on these lines are Gentiles. I'm not sure of any Jews being with us. I believe all of us are Gentiles in background. Now, in Christ, we have become spiritual Jews. But I believe all of us in background are Gentiles. The word is saying to all of us here that there was a time when we were without Christ. There was a time when we were hopeless. There was a time when we were friendless. There was a time when we were Christless. There was a time when we were godless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is very important, friends, because we need to see the darkness that we were in. We need to see how hopeless we were. We need to see that we were at a dead end, having no hope at all, both in time and eternity. We were done as Gentiles. I read the passage again. That at that time ye were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Can you imagine that there was such a time when the Gentile community was without Christ, was without hope, was without God in this world? But take a look on verse 13. Take a look on verse 13, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, something happened. Something happened. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Can somebody separate the Lord? Can somebody give him praise here? Can somebody give him glory?
Praise the Lord.
We who were far off are now. What is the now? It means when Joseph received that dream that his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. That is the now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the now. God has come and he has changed our darkness into light. He has given us a reason for living. He has given us a hope that we did not have because Emmanuel came. God with us. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are walking with the King. Hallelujah.
We praise
his holy name because King Jesus has come into our world to save sinners. And apart from saving sinners, he is God with us. I really should read verse 13 again. But now, in Christ Jesus, you sometime were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We were without light. We were without rest. We were without peace. We were without safety. But Emmanuel came along to be on the journey with us. And for that, we give him the glory and we give him the praise that he deserves. Hallelujah. Living in spiritual darkness is not a good thing, saints. But the light of the world has come and shine in our hearts, and we are now children of light instead of children of darkness. Blessed be the name of our Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Not only that he saves, but Emmanuel means God with us. He walks with us to protect us through life's journey. Listen to what the psalmist said. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Despite the challenges, despite the difficulty, the psalmist is saying, look, we are not to fear any evil because Emmanuel, God with us is walking with us to comfort us and to protect us. I listen to what Isaiah said over Isaiah chapter 53, and I read just the first two verses. Listen to what Isaiah said. But now, Isaiah 53, 1 and 2. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. We want to use these words of Isaiah, and we want to make them ours here, because it's the same God. It's the same God. He is called Emmanuel, God with us, that is speaking through Isaiah, that has appeared unto Joseph in this dream. We use these words and we apply them to ourselves. They are speaking about us, even at this time. And he is saying, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And I want all of us here this morning to remember that God knows every one of us' name. He knows every one of us' name. He knows where we live. He knows everything about us. From January until now, He, Emmanuel, has been walking with us. He, Emmanuel, has been providing for us. He, Emmanuel, is taking care of us. He, Emmanuel, needs to be praised. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Interpreted, God with us. And so I have called you by your name. Sister Bernice, he's calling you by your name. Sister Bennett, he's calling you by your name. Sister Barbara, he's calling you by your name. Sister Henry, he's calling you by your name. He is not going to mix up your name with somebody else. He knows us individually. He is Emmanuel, and he's walking with each and every one of us. Brother Barker, he knows your name. Pastor Fiani, he knows your name. It is Emmanuel. I call you by your name. You are mine. Hallelujah. I have died for you. I have shed my blood for you, who were once alienated, who were once in darkness, but Jesus has died to make us a people of God. And his name is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Sister Russell, the Lord knows your name.
My name. Hallelujah.
The Lord knows all of us here. The Lord knows you by name. The Lord is not dealing with you so much as a group, but the Lord is dealing with you as an individual. The Lord knows your name. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And I want you to apply this to yourself personally, because the Lord says he knows your name. The Lord knows your name. So I want you to apply verse 2 to yourself personally. And verse 2 said in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2 said, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. Emmanuel, God with us. When you pass through your waters, waters that seem to want to take you down, waters mean different challenges that we face from time to time. The Lord is saying, look, I am Emmanuel, God with us. I am going to be there with you. When you pass through your waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. The Lord is telling us, through all these life challenges, through all these difficulties, I am committed to be with you. And let me forget, his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. He went on to say, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. My Lord, this is protection. This is protection, church. The Lord is protecting his own. His name is Emmanuel. He has proven to be with us, as we declared earlier on. And he's walking with us. He's talking with us. He's providing for us. He is watching over us. Sometimes we believe that it's because our house is that secure. Sometimes we believe it's because we can drive so good. Sometimes we believe it's because we are surrounded by police station here or police station there. But let me say to the church this morning, it is Emmanuel that is keeping us. It is Emmanuel that is blocking all the darts from the enemy. It is Emmanuel, God with us, that is keeping us alive from the start of the year until now. Emmanuel, God with us. Not only that he saves us,
amen,
but he's keeping us, and he's satisfying us, and he's protecting us. He's Emmanuel. And sometimes we can't see him, but I want you to believe that he's there. The three Hebrew boys that Nebuchadnezzar cast into the burning furnace, they said, we are not going to bow to your idol. We're not going to bow, but the God that we serve will deliver us. And even if he does not, we are not going to bow. And Nebuchadnezzar cast them into the burning fire furnace. And shortly after, he himself came to the edge of it and said, didn't we cast three men into the fire? But I saw four men. And the fourth one looked like the Son of God. Hallelujah! 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 Emmanuel! Emmanuel! God with us. Sister Mary, Emmanuel is with you. Emmanuel is with you. He might not be seen visually, but he is there because he is Emmanuel. He has committed himself to the cause. And he's standing with us through our challenges and our trials and all the things that we face. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we think about the Apostle Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he wrote to young Timothy and said to him, look, I am alone here, so I'm inviting you to come over. Not only that you come, but carry John Mark with you. John Mark would be more profitable to me at this time. Because I'm alone here. But then he went on to say, notwithstanding, God is standing with me. All men forsook him, he declared, but God is standing with me. Hallelujah, says the apostle. Read it for yourself in 2 Timothy chapter 4. God is standing with me in my state of loneliness, in my state of not seeing my countrymen. I can count on the presence of God with me. And this is where most of us are. We can count on the presence of God in our moments of fear, in our moments of loneliness. He is Emmanuel, God with us.
Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Glory, 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 glory to your name.
And finally, he declares in Joshua chapter 1, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Be of good courage. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. That is assurance. That is assurance. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He declared in his word. He has been with us since January. We have gone through different trials and testing. But Emmanuel stood by us. He said to the disciples in Matthew chapter 28, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That is the assurance he gave to his disciples. I am with you always. You can count on it. You can take it to the bank. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. He assured his disciples, and he's assuring us this morning that he will never leave us nor forsake us as we face this new year. As we face this new year, this is the commitment that he's making all over again, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And not only God with us in time, but God with us in eternity. Hallelujah. God with us through eternity. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And if we read St. John chapter 14, then we will hear how he emphasizes 14, 15 to 18. St. John 14, 15 to 18. Listen to what it says. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. In the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither know it him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Declare Jesus in St. John. What an assurance the church have that Emmanuel, God with us, promised to be with his people forever. I will not leave you, I will be with you. And I'm saying to the brethren this morning, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Emmanuel, God with us, promise not to leave us nor forsake us. There are many times when we feel lonely. There are many times when we feel as if we can't make another step. There are many times when we feel like we'll throw up our hands. There are many times we feel that things are not working. But remember this, saints. Remember this. The word tells us that Emmanuel means God with us. And Emmanuel has declared to us that I will never leave you nor forsake you. In those moments that I've just mentioned, Emmanuel is right beside us, and he will give you a song. He will allow somebody to come to you. He will give you a psalm. Emmanuel knows exactly what you and I need at any given time. Not only that he's a savior, but he's a friend. He's a comforter. He's a provider. He's a protector. His name shall be called Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. I don't know if you are here this morning or this afternoon. I don't know if you are here. And you heard, only heard, that Emmanuel was coming. But you have never personally experienced his presence with you. I want to tell you this. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the authority, to them gave he the power to become the Son of God. He has appeared unto you, I believe, many times, but you did not identify him. I believe that right now, if you're listening, he's appearing unto you again. He's appearing unto you through the ministering of his word. Just right now. And he's saying, I have come into the world. I am Emmanuel, God with us. And I come for a particular purpose. And I come to seek and to save that which was lost. Is there somebody who will say, I would love Emmanuel to be with me. I would love to experience Emmanuel in his fullness. I would love Emmanuel to guide me in all my affairs. I would love to be led by Emmanuel because he knows the way. He declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Through all of life's difficulties, through all of life's challenges, Jesus is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he can be with you. He can be with you as a companion. And that's why so much of us are worshiping and praising God, because we have found him to be our life's companion. You too can find him in the same light. He came to rescue us who were once in darkness. Can I hear somebody ask for prayer that they might walk with Emmanuel, that they might talk with Emmanuel, that Emmanuel would be their companion, that Emmanuel would guide them in all areas of truth, that Emmanuel will lead them in the path of righteousness? Can I hear somebody asking for prayer, for a new direction, to walk with Emmanuel, God with us, a fresh start with Emmanuel? Is there somebody? Is there somebody who's prepared to put faith into action by inviting Emmanuel to be your companion? Is there somebody? My heart goes out for you, my sister. My heart goes out for you, my brother. If you will only take Emmanuel as your companion, he is ready and willing to walk with you and to talk with you. Father, we worship you this morning, this afternoon, and we thank you for the truth of the gospel. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God, you have left the splendor of heaven, and you have come into our world to lift us out of the quagmire of sin. Lord God, this morning we worship you. This day we worship you. We want to say thanks to you, Lord, for being our Emmanuel, walking beside us, leading us, guiding us, protecting us, providing for us. We want to say thanks to you. There are many who have not yet discovered the secret of having Emmanuel walking with them. And today, Lord, as I pray to you, Father, I'm asking you, with the help of the blessed Holy Spirit, to move upon the heart of such persons, our persons, that they will invite Emmanuel, God with us, to be their partner, their life partner and companion, so that a life can be changed for the better and they will come out of darkness into your marvelous light. I pray, Father, that the Holy Ghost will work on the heart of somebody, even as we pray right now. We ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen.